This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
There we have it. Okay. Game number one here, Ken. The Denver Nuggets laying 10 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Total is 220. No Al Horford in this game. Michael Porter Jr. continues to be out for Denver. What do we think here, Denver and OKC?
I'm just literally putting in my Florida bet as we speak.
Okay.
Just want to make sure we wait. I said wait as long as possible. Got nine. Ended up with nine in the game, which is excellent. And that was the advice. And we saw the number moving in the direction anyway. To transition more to the NBA, both these games tonight actually kind of fall under like a similar vein for me. So one thing we're seeing as a result of only having two games today, and some of the scheduling the last 2 days, some of the games that have gotten postponed, but really just a little bit of decompression in some of the scheduling. A lot of these teams, one game the last 4 days, 3 days off. It's just been like a monster reset button. We're going to start to see kind of the end of the fatigue angles, basically, with these two games tonight, everybody else in the league having the day off, and then a full slate tomorrow. So there isn't any fatigue to consider. There are very minor injuries. Like Al Horford is like really the only notable one that could even upset kind of a projection that you make in this game, and I still don't think it upsets it that much. But in each game, this one more, but really in both games, you're left with, it's so funny that these are paired together, two teams that as large home favorites are frequently overvalued. They have the largest home court advantages in the league, Denver and Utah. Play at altitude, all this has been well documented that these home court advantages are greater, but they still take a ton of money, or they're rated highly in every home game, and they frequently underperform versus expectation. To me, in each game, and we can start with this one, we have to basically decide, are we betting the underdog or not? That's basically my decision in each case, or are we not betting the game? That's basically the decision that we're faced with. My raw number in the game is pretty close. I think I'm like 9 point something in this Denver-Oklahoma City game. Again, no adjustments for fatigue, no adjustments for injuries. So I honestly think it comes down to literally like, is – you're looking for spots like this to fade Denver. Home game, Matt Moore brought this up, and I knew he would be on this, where he's like been paying attention for many years and is very aware of the fact that when the Nuggets are huge favorites at home, it's infrequently, if you can find the right spot to play the opponent, it's a miserable situation for Denver. I think Oklahoma City can be that team. What I will say on their behalf is, compared to other terrible teams, they have a couple more quality wins against great teams already. Like, they've shown the ability more than some other terrible teams to hang in games and win games outright as a big dog.
Are you not betting OKC? Because, like, I like OKC, and I would have bet that you were going to be on OKC as well.
That is, I don't think I'm going to, like, the number's okay. I don't really see a reason to make a bet here. I would bet OKC if you made me bet the game. Like, that's the bet that I would
take. I like OKC.
Yeah.
I like for a lot of the reasons.
That all kind of makes sense, right? That all kind of makes sense to you?
Yeah, and it's like, that's why I want to bet OKC. Also, Jamal Murray's dealing with an elbow injury. Jamal Murray I know you'll kind of like push against this sometimes, like accurately. So like when I say that like Lu Dort's going to be on Jamal Murray tonight, it doesn't mean he's going to guard him every single play of the game. But I mean, if you're kind of like, game planning this for the Thunder, like why... why wouldn't that be what you would do, right? Like, that
sure.
kind of makes sense. Like, okay. So if that's the case, and remember the last time we had an Oklahoma City game that we talked about on the show, when Al Horford did not play, do you remember what our plan of attack was in the prop market? I want to go back to it again tonight.
When Al Horford did not play, what was our plan of attack?
We pounded Shea Gilgeous-Alexander over points.
Oh, and it hit easily, right? Didn't it hit easily?
Like 15. Yeah. So I have a two-part question for you, Ken. In your projections, what do you have projected points for Jamal Murray and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
I made Horford was declared out a long time ago, so I made the adjustments already before we went on the air. SGA with Horford out between 22.5 and 23, like 22.
19.5. Done. And what do you have for Murray?
Let me switch over to Denver. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Clicking tabs. 21.5.
Yeah, that's the number I want to go under because of Dort and because of his elbow.
Oh, so it's 21.5 is the number in the market also?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it, definitely. We also kind of like OKC in the game. Those aren't totally correlated, but if it's a superstar, it's kind of correlated.
All right, so I'm on OKC. I'm on Murray under 21.5, and I'm on SGA over 19.5.
SGA over? What are we doing with that number?
I feel like it was off the last time we had this discussion. I feel like it's off again now.
And I think I projected it. I mean, I could go back and check if I had a couple minutes. It's not even worth it, though. The last time we had this conversation, do you remember what number you bet him at in that situation?
Like, it was 17. I think it was less.
It might have been 18.5, maybe. Maybe it was 17.5.
I thought it was 17. It was something like that, though.
I swear I made him like 20.5 in that game.
And he scored like 28.
Yeah. That's like a wild.
That number's at Bet Rivers. I mean, it was at Bet Rivers when I was taking my notes before the show. I don't know if it's changed or not.
I can do a little scouting real quick here briefly, but that's like not right. I mean, and I'm not like going to war with my player projections necessarily, but if you have that, it's very, very rare. I think to even have that big of a difference. SJ last time was also that big of a difference. Okay. I can get you an answer on whether that number still exists right now. So looking at point markets, in a couple places and 19.5 juiced over minus 150 in a pretty high level. Oh,
okay.
Everyone thinking the same way, clearly. Right. And it's, I think it's tough to come up with a point projection that's lower than that ever. So Bet Rivers number maybe been a little off, you know, who knows? I think 19.5 is still wrong. You know, you start to get into a gray area about what the percentage chance he goes over that is what minus 150 implies. So you have to feel really good about he goes over that a large percentage of the time to bet it.
All right. Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada is on the line. He'll be with us in a couple minutes here to talk NHL. Chris, we have one more NBA game. I know Chris can hear us right now. So we have one more NBA game. NBA. I got 2 days off coming up, and hopefully I'll learn how to speak in those 2 days.
And very little to hit here, too, I think, at least in my opinion.
So it's funny, right? Because you kind of started being like, we have decisions to make and like two maybe overvalued home teams. And I'm thinking like, well, I've made one decision and I have no other decision. So I literally have nothing to offer on this game. But the Jazz is a 6-point favorite over the Pelicans. I don't know if Joe Ingles' status has been confirmed yet. That was like the one big piece of injury news today. Ingles questionable. The fact that he's questionable and he like always plays tells me that he may not play in this game. I am speculating. I don't know that for a fact. And then like the question would become then like, is there a way we can kind of pounce on this in the prop market? Like, do we like Clarkson? Do we like Royce O'Neal? Is there someone we could profit on? But we don't know if he's going to play or not. And I got nothing right now with the point spread being Utah -6. You got anything on this game?
No, I mean, my number is like 5.8 and I'm giving Utah a healthy home court advantage. So, I mean, I come out very similar. I don't really have a reason to play against that. Ingles wouldn't affect my projection in a big enough way that I would make a bet. Utah is getting into a territory where they become like, you really have to think about fading them pretty soon. Covered 5 straight, 3 of them by incredibly large margins. This generally makes the team kind of have a thud performance, basically. And in every other sport, I would never advocate for that type of approach. But the NBA just proves over and over again. I'm also the person who said I really, really like the Warriors last night for that reason. Same exact handicapping style. The Lakers had played a prolonged stretch of excellent performances versus the market. That's what Utah's in right now. I think it's possible New Orleans could win the game. But I hate the number. Like, the number's really close to mine. And I don't quite have, like, the indicators that I generally look for to bet. To fade a team like Utah. Cover this game big, then I'll kind of be all over their next couple opponents in the right spots.
All right, there you have it. That's the Power Hour. Listen, I got to tell you, not a lot going on tonight, and we made something good out of that segment here for Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Take a quick break here on You Better, You Bet. And when